The first three or four times I went to reconciliation, Father Searson told me I had to sit on his knee. On these first three or four occasions, Father Searson would laugh and stroke my hair. He would say to me, "Do you love Father?" And I said, "Yes." He would ask me to kiss him on the lips. I did. On these occasions, I enjoyed Father Searson's attention. On about the fifth time I went to reconciliation, and on each subsequent occasion, Father Searson also touched me. When I was sitting on his knee, he would move his left hand around on my thigh. I could almost always feel his erection. He continued to move his hand around until it was on my private parts. He would then flick or tickle my private parts. On the outside of my undies. On these occasions, he continued to ask me to tell him that I loved him and to ask me to kiss him. I did as I was told, but I no longer enjoyed it. When he started touching me, I understood that what he was doing was sexual and that it was wrong. If I knew which day my class was going to be called to reconciliation, I would wear tracksuit pants or stockings or bloomers to make it harder for Father Searson to touch me. The last time I went to reconciliation with Father Searson was sometime in the second term of 1985 when I was in grade four. On this occasion, Father Searson lifted me from his knee and placed me on his lap so I could feel his erection against my backside. He pushed me hard against him. It hurt. He whispered in my ear, "You are a good girl. The Lord forgives you." I snapped. I pushed myself off him. I ran out of the confessional to my teacher, Mrs. Barrett, who was standing outside with the children waiting to be called for reconciliation. I was sobbing and hyperventilating. I was making a lot of noise. I do not remember if Mrs. Barrett asked me what had happened.